Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Speaking to the Beyond with Robert and Robin. I'm your co-host, Robert Vecchio, and as always with me is my partner in crime, Robin Wolf. Robin, how are you today?
I am good, partner. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there who is a father, a stepfather, or single dad, or all the mothers that have taken over the roles of fathers who may not be in the picture. I did call my dad. Did you speak to your dad?
I did.
Awesome. But my dad was doing something he absolutely loved. He buys and sells coins. So he was buying some coins today. So we spoke briefly, but I'm glad we made the connection. And I got to spend Father's Day with my two most important people in my life, my two little girls, Roxy and Raven, who are just right now, for everyone that doesn't know, they're two little puppies. They're 14 and 8, but they're always puppies to me. And they're right now napping next to me. All right. And Roxy's just giving me that look like, all right, enough's enough. So, and how did you spend your day?
I did a little work. I spent some time outside walking my puppies.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm talking to you.
There you go. And it's going to be a great hour because I see a rabbit and two blue jays that just came into my backyard. So those are new beginnings, fertility. Blue jays always to me mean that spirits are all around us. So we are in for a great show. And there he is. Oh my God. I don't even know if that blue jay is male or female, but it is majestic. All right. So are we ready for our first call?
Sure. We have lots of callers today, so better to start early.
All right. Let's see. All right. Let's go. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How
and
are you?
I'm good. I'm from New York.
Oh, nice. What part? New York City or upstate?
New York City.
Nice.
It's getting warm here.
I'm in Jersey, so I know about the warmth. And hopefully that the rain won't kick in until after the show. So.
Exactly.
So what's your question?
I just want to know if anyone in spirit has a message for me, or.
Well, while you were talking, I got a beach ball. So I like one of those inflatable beach balls. Let me just mm-hmm. see if what that means, whether or not that means the beach or playing with the beach ball in the pool. I have to go on a separate tangent here. There is a lot of success waiting for you because as we're talking, a chipmunk just crossed my my shed. So every time I see a chipmunk, you're supposed to make a wish. So you're going to make a wish with me because we're seeing it together. And there is a lot of success waiting for you to happen. Robin, do you have anything to add? What's your thought?
Yeah, I keep feeling a gentleman someone who's related to you who passed away. I feel like he passed of heart issues or lung issues, but he keeps showing me you spending time with him. I want to say Coney Island or Palisades Park. Does that make sense to you, Sharon?
In Coney Island or Palisades Park?
Yeah, does that make sense to you, spending some time? We're at an amusement park because that's what I'm being shown.
Mm-hmm. I just can't. The heart or the lung just, you know, confuses me a little bit. But yeah.
Okay. He keeps showing me himself getting sick. You know, I feel like at the end he almost felt like he was drowning. So I don't know if he passed away when he got sick. If he passed of pneumonia. Having trouble talking. If he passed away from water building up in his lungs, or if he had a stroke and had trouble talking, I just keep getting this feeling. But he's coming through and he's telling me, he's telling me how much he adores you. And he's also sending a message, letting you know. I keep hearing him say that you're his little angel and you always will be. But I'm also hearing him tell you that everything is going as it should. But I feel like you know that. I feel like something's building for you. I don't know if it's. I don't feel as though it's a job. I feel like it's. You're just. Someplace you're heading in your, with your family or your job or friends. But something, there's some kind of energy that's building to get you to where you want to go. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, you know, I'm trying. I'm trying to, you know, move forward, and, you know, so hopefully that will occur.
Okay,
I'm
telling
trying.
Me, yeah, he's telling me don't give up on yourself. Trust your instincts. He says you always were. You're a fighter. You've always been a fighter. And you always say how you feel. But he's telling me that for some reason you've kind of been holding back some thoughts lately. And he wants you to make sure you speak your truth. That's what I keep hearing. But I'm also, he's still showing me an amusement park. And he's telling me make sure you take time for yourself and enjoy adventure still. I don't know if you've stopped adventures. But he wants you to keep enjoying your adventures. Does that make sense?
Well, maybe he just wants me to have fun with my life, and that's what.
Yeah.
That's what amusement park might be.
Okay, because I don't know why he's kind of leading me to believe that you stopped or that you put it on hold for something. So he just wants you to make sure that you're taking care of you. That's all I'm hearing from him. He's also saying, remember, something about a teddy bear. I keep hearing the word teddy bear. So he just keeps saying, remember. And that's all I keep hearing. So just keep your memories and keep your love going for life and for adventure. And he says that you're going to get that. He says, keep your eye on the prize. Stay focused. He says, stop looking left and right. Don't pay attention to what other people are saying. Just keep walking straight ahead and don't look back. So I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what I hear him saying.
Does
that make sense too?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, just, you know, to stay focused and keep trying. That's what I get out of that, and I'm doing that. I'm doing that. I'm trying my best. Well, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it, and happy Father's Day.
Take
care, guys.
Take care.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Now, while you were talking, Robin, I laid out some cards for her, and the first card, as we're talking, the card that happy life and light at the end of the tunnel came through. So are we ready for another caller, or?
Sure.
Okay, I just had to clear up my cards. I didn't realize I put them all over my laptop. Okay, why are you not working for me today? There you go.
Hello, how are you? My name is Sherelle. Good. Sherelle, caller from Detroit. Happy Father's Day, by the way.
Thank you so much, and happy Father's Day to the men in your life as well. What's your question?
I would just like messages from the other side, please, and thank you.
Thank you. All right, hold on one second. Well, I feel like there's a definitely male, a strong male figure around you. I see him sitting in a chair either, I guess, cigar smoke, okay, or it might be a pipe. I really can't tell the difference between cigar and pipe smoke, so I don't smoke. He's showing me shoes, his feet. Definitely either. I feel like this is a grandfather figure. he was known for his shoes. Does that make sense?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I never knew him.
Oh, you never knew him?
I don't know.
Okay. Because he keeps showing me his shoes. And from what I gathered is that he's got a large collection of shoes. Like, he always is, like, an impeccable dresser. Okay, so I'm going to ask him why is he here today. I feel like this could be your mother's father. Because I feel like he was lost at the end of his life. So I'm feeling that it's like either Alzheimer's or dementia. He didn't know what was going on.
So what's the message? What's the message?
I'm sorry. He's not speaking clearly to me right now. Okay, the only way how I'm going to say it is go forth in God's path. Okay, I'm not trying to be religious on you, but I'm just saying how he's saying it. Need to go in God's path, and God will not lead you astray. And I don't mean to sound Christian on you by any means, but this is the way he's saying it. And I see like a crucifix. This could be what was on his casket. But his message to you is, oh God, fly high. Robin, help me out here. Are you connecting with him? Because I'm not getting a clear cut message.
I'm not connecting with him. I'm connecting with someone else. I'm connecting with a female in your life who has passed. I feel like this is a grandmother that you do know. And she's showing me shoes and dresses and clothes, and I feel like I'm not saying that you're a clothes horse by any means, but I feel like you enjoy getting dressed up and wearing that. Does that make sense? So I feel like I'm being shown your closet. And your grandmother's saying to me that you and her are very much alike, because she also enjoyed putting herself together. It didn't have anything to do with how much money you have or anything.
Yeah,
it was just about being proud of yourself and proud of how you look, and always putting yourself together. And I feel like she's telling me that you really, when you are outside of your home with people, it doesn't really matter whether you're in a happy mood or a sad mood or a melancholy mood, or you always put a smile on your face and push yourself forward. And she wants you to know that she's very proud of you for doing that. But she says, don't forget to lean on people when you need help. It can't always be people leaning on you for help. You have to lean on people as well. And she's just telling you to make sure that you talk about whatever's going on. Don't hold it inside. You don't always have to put a smile on your face. Does that make sense?
Yes, that is my grandmother. She loves clothes. She loves shoes. She loves to dress up.
Okay.
That is my mom, actually, that you're connecting with.
Okay.
Yes, but I've just been trying to make this.
Because I'm also hearing her say, take the leap of faith. Trust and take the leap of faith. And I feel like that's the message Robert was giving you, too. I just feel like you need to take that leap of faith. You will not fall. Does that make sense?
Yes, I just been trying to make this decision as far as me keeping this baby or not, due to me having it by the wrong person. And I don't think I want to go forward with this pregnancy. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, she's telling you that you need to trust your own intuition. She will not tell you what to do. She's only telling you to follow your intuition. And she says you know what the right thing is.
Yes.
But you have to trust yourself, and you have to be happy with your decision.
Right.
Okay. But she won't tell you what to do. She says you know what to do. Take that leap of faith and trust yourself. Does that make sense?
That is my grandmother.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And I got how does she connect with me? Is it through my dreams? Is it through a license plate? Is it the roses, flowers, TV, license plate?
She's laughing and because she has this wonderful personality. She was full of life. She still is. And she says that you know how she's connecting with you. She comes to you in your dreams every single night, and she takes you to where she is now so you can see where she's living. I don't hear her saying anything about roses, but I am hearing her say that when you see numbers, whether it's on a license plate or a receipt from a store, that you know that the numbers mean something and they're from her, telling you that she's always there. And I feel like, I don't know, why do I hear her saying that? She shows you either her birthday or your birthday or a year, but there's something that she shows you and you always know it's her when she shows you that. Does that make sense?
A little. I see my birthday a lot, 11:30, and I see 4:04 or 3:33, some angel numbers.
Okay.
So I kind of know the angel numbers and everything. But yes.
Right.
Okay.
And she's telling you just to trust. You know, the angel numbers always mean that your angels and your loved ones are always surrounding you with support and love, and you have to trust that they're guiding you in the right way. So she wants you to, she keeps saying take that leap of faith. So whether it's getting rid of the baby or keeping the baby, whatever you decide is going to be your leap of faith, that is the right decision.
Yeah, I'm 7 weeks, so I'm still early.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Right.
Thank
and
you
I
both.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good day. Happy Father's Day again.
You too. Thank you. All right.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, so I have a quick announcement. Joining us on my lap right now is Roxy. She'll be part of the show as well. I'm sure she'll be barking. But that's not here nor there. Let's take another caller. Okay, we'll start here. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, thank you. My name's Donna. I'm from Santa Barbara, California.
Nice. How are you today?
Good. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, and to all the men in your life as well. What's your question?
I was in my meditation, which I do every morning, about 6 weeks ago, and I've been asking a male partner and also more money to come in, and then I got a message, and it encompassed my whole body with love, and I felt so appreciative. It's soon. So do you know anything about a relationship coming in for me or more money or both?
Well, as you're talking, I'm laying out 7 cards for you, and the second card that came up is the bride. So you will be in a relationship very, very soon. I don't know how you're going to meet them, but you definitely will be, and it will be a happy, healthy relationship for you. I have 2 more cards to pull. Hold on 1 second. Trying to hold a 11-pound dog in your lap is really not helpful, but I'm doing it anyway. Yes, it's going to be a successful, successful relationship. I did not see the money card come out for you, so I'm just going to talk about the relationship. And the relationship is going to be really, really, really good for you. You've had some really bad obstacles to overcome before you can meet this person, and you're finally getting to that last one. So it's just light at the end of the tunnel for you. And then the relationship followed by happiness, a healthy life, good health, success, and it will be tremendous amount of love for you. And you will know it as soon as you see them that, oh, my God, this is the person for me. Okay? And there comes the bunny rabbit, so it's definitely a new beginning for you. And I have to say that I feel like it's going to be somebody that you wouldn't think twice about talking to. There's going to be something about them that just, I don't know, maybe rubs you the wrong way at first, whether or not we're just going to use this as an example. If you're more of a cat person, you see them with a dog or something like minor, nothing like major.
Okay.
But it's going to turn out to be a very, very successful, beautiful relationship. And don't forget to invite us to the wedding, okay?
Oh, I will.
Super.
Oh, Robin, do you have anything to add?
Hi, Robin. No, not about the relationships. I was just hearing about the money. I just keep hearing that you've had some bumps in the road with making money with jobs and such, and all I keep hearing is believe in yourself and don't let anyone step on you. Don't be a, you know, like a rug. Let people know how you feel and that you deserve the things that you want when it comes to work. Does that make sense to you?
Kind of. I'm not really working too much. I'm kind of retired.
Okay.
But yeah, but I might get a part-time job, you know?
Okay. Because I just keep I don't know. I keep hearing that you're creative.
Yeah.
And that you need to follow – it's time to follow your dream. Okay.
Okay.
Whether – depending on – it doesn't matter when this person comes into your life. I just keep hearing that you need to follow your dreams. And if you're retired right now, I'm still hearing money is going to be coming in, but it's time for you to follow those dreams of yours.
Oh,
but I'm still hearing.
Like
I'm still hearing. Don't let anybody walk all over you. I don't know what that means. I hope you do. I'm just hearing stand up and speak for yourself.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you, Robin.
You know,
thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you, both of you. I appreciate it.
Okay,
really
take
welcome.
Care.
Thank
have
so
a good day.
And
take
have
care.
A great rest
Bye.
Of the day. All right, let's see. All right, let's go here. Hello, you're on the air. Where are you from and what's your name?
Hi, my name is Lori and I'm from Florida. And I just want to acknowledge confirmation. The pool that was swimming around the beach ball in the pool is mine. That's what you saw.
Oh, is it yours? Okay. Okay.
Yes.
You see, I just have to say what I see, and, you know, it just comes out. And I said it was a gentleman or – yeah.
What?
Hello? Did I lose you? I'm sorry.
Yes.
What about the beach ball in the pool?
Oh, I just wanted to confirm that it was me. And I wanted to know if you could give me any insight about entrepreneurial employment for me or whatever the message is that you feel that I need to hear at this time. I'm receptive, open, and appreciative.
All right. Let's see what we got here for you. Well, there is definitely success if you're starting a new venture. There is success with your work. Let me see what else. Learn as much as you can before you start and have all your ducks in a row and all your I's dotted and T's crossed. I think that's the saying, how that goes. Yeah, again, like just like the last one, you both got happiness. There is going to be happiness around you and new beginnings. I feel like there could be a partnership involved. I don't think this is like a romantic relationship. I think this is a partnership with dealing with work. Just make sure everything is 50-50 and they do their part fairly as well as you do. Yeah, I would just say learn as much as you can. And I see a train set, like a whole train going around in my backyard. I don't know if it's a toy train. It's appearing as a toy train, I'm sorry. But it could represent like a real locomotive. go on your path, stay on your path, and just go. Okay? Be that train. Like Thomas the Tank, be that train. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely it does. The things that I'm doing now to promote myself, to put myself out there, is that where this is going to stem from, the partnership? Or I would love a partnership, because being an entrepreneur is kind of scary in this economic scheme that we're in right now.
Yeah, I think whatever you're doing now is the right course. You just have to stay the course. And that's what the train represents, is full steam ahead, keep doing what you're doing, and the right person will come to you.
Okay,
and,
that's wonderful.
I don't know if you believe in spirit animals or spirit guides, but there is a fox watching over you. Okay, so I need you to do a little bit of homework and find out what the fox represents for you and make friends with that fox, because you do have a fox around you. And that's not a bad thing, that's a good thing, that he or she is there to help you, guide you, and always be there for you. And they'll give you the answers that you absolutely need whenever you're in a time of crisis. Always know that there's spirits around you. Oh, there's a lot of love around you in the spirit realm and in this realm, too. I feel like almost like a butterfly, like you coming out of your own and into this big, magnificent, beautiful butterfly. You're out of the cocoon, and you're coming into your own, and you're on the right path.
Wow. I see butterflies all the time and red cardinals every day.
Well, red cardinals are messages from the spirit realm. A lot of birds, if you see a lot of different birds, they're messages from spirits. So just connect to see who wants. Was your grandfather or your – I feel like it's your grandfather. Was he a Cardinals fan, like a St. Louis Cardinals, or even like a small hometown Cardinals fan? I don't know. Was he into baseball? Because I feel like there's like a baseball field.
Wow. My grandfather's on both sides. I never got a chance to meet. One of them I never got to meet, and the other one died before I was born. And baseball does ring familiar, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Because I see this beautiful baseball field, and I'm like, all right. You know what? Just hit a home run. You're going to hit a home run. I can't believe I'm making sports metaphors, but – you're going to hit it out of the park, and you're going to meet somebody. But I think you need to meditate and connect with your spirit guide, your spirit animal, and they will make you cross paths with the correct person. Yeah, because you have success, and you will be learning a lot of different things from a lot of different people. So.
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of animals, a lot of birds. It's crazy the amount of birds that are around me, just crazy. Yes, I will do.
You have a lot of spirits
homework.
Around you, okay? And it is not necessarily only ones that have are your family. You could be doing a lot of spirits from past lives as well. Or you could actually be speaking to spirits as well. So there's a lot of activity near you and a lot of great things coming for you. And by the way, did you recently lose a ring? Because I see a ring and it's misplaced. You will find your ring when if you've lost it. You will find it. It's behind the dresser.
Okay. I'm very intuitive, and I get bad feelings about the guy who's painting in my house. We just moved into a new house, and that's where all the spirit animals are, right here in the new house. Is this person who's painting our house, are they stealing supplies from us?
I don't ever like to accuse anybody of it. But I would just say go with your gut, and that's the only thing I'm feeling. So okay. Go with your gut. If you feel that way, then you should act upon that. But I don't ever like to accuse anything of anybody of anything. I'm mangling my words today.
I don't accuse either. I'm speaking from my gut. I don't accuse.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, then, if
you think that, then
I would go with your gut. I'm a firm believer in going with your gut no matter what. So.
Okay.
Robin, do you have anything to add?
The first thing I heard out of when you asked the question was no. I don't feel as though they're stealing anything from you. I'm not going to tell you that their energy is good. I don't think their energy is good at all, but I don't think they're stealing anything from you. And the only thing I'm hearing is make sure you sage your house, make sure you cleanse your house and protect it.
Okay.
I feel like one of the people that's doing something with your house is going through a divorce or something, and it's just putting bad energy out there. But no, I don't feel as though he's stealing anything.
Robin, you're awesome. That is exactly correct. This person is going through a divorce. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad I'm accurate. All I'm hearing is, you know, cleanse your house so that it doesn't feel heavy when they leave. That's all.
Will do. Wow. There's so many birds around here, though. It's hard to even think of cleansing because it's so happy. The birds, they just, even at night, they're chirping. It's just phenomenal. I've never been around this before.
Well, maybe they're cleansing your house for you after they leave. That's a possibility, too, because you're protected.
Wow. That's awesome. Thank you so much. Both
you
of
are
you,
very, you are very welcome. You are very welcome.
Thank you for calling, and have a good day.
Thank you, too. Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Take care.
All right. Hold on. Something's wrong with this system. I'm not being able to hang up. All right. Let's take another call. We're going over here. Hello. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi. Is this me?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Carla. I'm good. Thanks. Wondering if you could, if my father would come through, if he has anything to say.
Okay. Let me shuffle some cards. And Robin, you want to start first? Huh. We may have lost Robin.
Well,
I may have hung up on
him. Thanks. You hung up on me. Thank you so much, Robert.
Did I really hang up on you?
Yes,
oh,
you did, sir.
I'm sorry.
I'll forgive you this time.
Please do.
I do. I thought it was pretty funny.
Okay. Did you hear the lady? She would like to connect with her father while I shuffle some cards?
No, I didn't hear her. You hung up on me.
I'm sorry.
Who's on the air? It's okay.
What's your name again?
My name is Pat.
Okay.
Hi, Pat.
And where are you calling from?
Hi. Connecticut.
Okay.
Hi, Pat from Connecticut. Who were you trying? Robert hung up on me, so I didn't hear your question. Who did you want to connect with?
If my father has anything to, if he can come through and have anything to say, I actually have questions for him.
Okay. Let me see if I can connect with him, and if he wants to answer your questions, or you might have to ask us.
Okay.
You might have to say it out
loud,
but let me see. The first thing that I hear coming out of his mouth, I'm not sure why I'm hearing this. It's not really an apology, but it's almost like I keep hearing him say that you did the right thing and don't feel upset about it. Does that make any sense to you?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Because this is Father's Day. I'm having a really hard time. Is this about my son, who's a father now?
I, I'm hearing him say that you're doing the right thing.
Okay.
I don't feel as though he's not telling me that had anything to do with his passing. But I do feel as though your son, I'm sensing from your father that your son is having a rough time right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You did some, did you say no to him or did you?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm hearing the word cut him off, but did you
absolutely
tell him he's on
that's
his own?
It.
Okay. Okay. So I'm hearing your dad, I'm hearing your dad say that he needs to learn and you're doing the right thing, but I'm also hearing your dad say that give him 3 months and
okay,
he will also understand why you did what you did, and he will turn his life. I'm not going to say he's going to turn his life around in 3 months, but he will be on the right road. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, and that's very, very helpful because today was such an emotional day for me. The past week or so, I've been really angry at my son and feeling like I need to tell him what he'd done to me. For the past 6 months, I've just been, you know, praying for him and searching my soul on and on and on and been very positive, and it helped. But my anger's been coming up, and it's so painful, and that's so helpful. I will wait 3 months. I will still keep my mouth shut. I really appreciate that. That's very helpful. And you're right on.
Your dad's telling you that he wants you to know how much he adores you, but you already know that. But he's also saying he's telling me that you and him are very much alike in the way that he allowed you to grow the way you needed to grow, and he didn't always say what he wanted to say. He would take a few steps back before he said it. Does that make sense?
Well, yes and no. This is so painful for me because at 64, you know, my question for him is about this. I'm still struggling so much. I've tried so hard my whole life to heal myself, and I'm just, you know, the only anger I have is the crippling that happened to me emotionally. And that is what's taking so long to heal. And it's ridiculous. I'm 64 and I'm still not healed. And it's frustrating. And I get angry at myself. And then, you know, I'm angry that happened. And, you know, many, many people have been through this. I don't understand why I'm still, you know, not getting my life together. And,
Your dad is telling you that you need to stay strong, but he's telling you that you need to change your mindset a little bit. Not a little bit. He's saying you need to change your mindset a lot, and he's showing me a merry-go-round, and he says it's time to jump off that merry-go-round and keep walking straight. I don't know if you're crippled.
No.
By healing from, you're not crippled physically, right? It's mental.
No. It's emotional, yeah.
Yeah, okay. He's just saying that, I keep hearing him tell me that you're having trouble forgiving and letting go of things. And he says, it's time to. No, I just keep hearing him say, it's time for you to let go. It's time for you to just live and let live, is what I keep hearing. I think that's a Beatles song, but I keep hearing that in the back of my head. You know, it's time for you to live your life and be happy. And I don't know why I keep hearing, you said you're from Connecticut, but I keep seeing Florida. So I don't know if you're considering moving to Florida, or if that is an important place for you. But what I'm seeing is the ocean, and I keep seeing him showing you your feet in the sand and just walking. So I feel like you need to walk with nature. And I feel like you need to just let yourself go through the process of healing. You still have many, many years on this plane, on this earth plane. You still have many years of life to be living. So he wants you to live it in the best way possible. Why am I hearing, are you writing or are you painting or did you used to write?
Yes.
Because I'm hearing.
No. I would like animal portraits, and I'm actually very, very stuck on one. And I, you know, this is emotional on my part. I, you know, I'm really trying to work on that too. Having a hard time.
So I'm hearing that you just, I'm almost hearing that you need to go and sit outside and finish it. You know, I'm seeing the water behind you. I'm feeling as though you need to go and sit by water and finish it. Because all of a sudden, because once you get over that hump, it's almost like the block is going to be away. It's going to go, and you're going to be able to start living the way you're supposed to. I don't know why this has anything to do with it, whatever the portrait or whatever you're doing. But I'm also hearing you need to write. And I don't know if you're writing poetry or something, but you need to write everything down. And it's going to help you to release a lot of pain.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I can't write. I've been looking on Amazon for recorders, thinking that that would be good because I do like to talk out stories. Would that be okay?
Okay. Yeah. Any way that you can do to release it is going to be important. But you have a story to tell. So you need to you need to tell it. So if you have a friend that will write it for you, but I'm hearing that you need to get it out.
Okay. I didn't hear what you said, but you're right on with what I think you said. Once I get this painting done, what's going to happen? Because I feel it
you're
will
gonna
be a breakthrough.
You're going to get over that hump? Yeah. That's exactly what I said. You're going to get over that hump, and there will be a breakthrough for you. And you will be able to keep moving and healing with your life. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm losing my voice.
I'm wondering if that's why I'm hesitating, because on some level I know that that's going to be a breakthrough.
Don't hesitate.
Okay.
Don't hesitate. Just do it. All I keep hearing him say is plunge forward and take that. Just do it.
I'm so glad I found you too. this has been very, very helpful. And the advice of waiting 3 months is going to be profoundly helpful.
Okay, great.
Thank
well,
so
have a good rest of the day. And finish your work.
Yes, thank you both so much.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
Okay, I'll call again. God bless.
Take care. All right, so I didn't hang up on Robin this time, and I apologize again.
Please
for
don't.
Okay. All right. Hi, you're on the air. Where are you calling from, and what's your name?
Hi, my name is Mindy, and I'm calling from Florida, but I'm from Los Angeles. I'm visiting Florida.
Nice. And your question?
I don't know. I'm so open to the process and to hear from spirit. So do I need to ask? I'm open to hear from anyone.
All right, let me...
I'll let you take this, Robert.
Yeah, I'm just shuffling the cards now, and the first card that came out is a relationship card. Now, that could be relationship, like, any kind of relationship, I should say. It was a really good relationship, but now it went a little bit south. I'm just trying to determine whether or not it was... Wow, this seems like it was like a roller coaster of a ride because I think this is more of a romantic relationship than a like a brother sister or sister kind of relationship. It had its roller coaster ride, but now it's in the
maybe it's not in such a good place.
Oh no! It went up. In my cards, there's power success cards and there's not so good cards. So you have every other one is good card, bad card, good card, bad card, but there is success. Because there's the child card that represents, it could represent your child is going through ups and downs in their life. Does any of that make sense?
It does.
I'm sorry?
Thank you. Yeah. Actually, it does. You know, my daughter was just calling when I was speaking to you. So, and she's has been going up and down in her career. So, I would say yes in regards to that.
Okay, so there is going to be success after all this up and down that's
wonderful.
It has to do with her career. She will find her perfect job.
Thank you.
She's a little confused at what she really, really wants to do in life. But there is one ultimate job that she would love to do, and she will get either that or something very, very, very close to that. Okay.
Wonderful.
She's got a strong head on her shoulders, so I wouldn't even worry about her. And she can weather the storm, so to say, about the ups
wonderful.
And downs. And I'm just hearing, just listen to her. She might not sometimes want
that
your
sounds
advice.
Like my mother. Yeah.
Okay. She might
my
not
mom's
want
on
your
the other side.
But just listen.
Yeah.
Be there. And if she starts complaining, say, okay, okay. And that's it. Don't get into it, or don't provide insight. You know what I'm talking about, because it's not coming out correctly.
My mom is on the other side. Yes.
Oh, is she?
My mom is on the other side, and that sounds just like her. The three of us were three women in one home, and my daughter was very close with her, and she would help her at her, you know, when she was dying. My daughter and myself were there with my mom, and she played an important role. So that sounds just like my mom.
Good. And I'm seeing a field of lilies. But then I also see lavender. Does that make
beautiful.
Sense? Because it's just a beautiful purple field. And
thank
I'm not
you.
Really good with flowers, so I will be mm-hmm. honest with you. I don't know anything about flowers. But I feel like they're mm-hmm. lavender and lilies. And
fantastic.
It's a beautiful, beautiful field. And your mom is presenting herself as a younger version, more of a child-like or a teenager, and I see her skipping through the fields. Because when we pass, we pick our best version of ourselves, and right now this is – oh, I know what this – okay, so she wants both you and your daughter, to remember the child inside of you and to never let that go. And to always have that freedom of doing what you want, when you want. I know responsibilities come in our way. Yes, I get that as an adult. But just remember our inner child. And sometimes we have to embrace that in order to get to our goals and aspirations. Does that make sense?
It does. And I'm always so open to spirit and hearing. But my cousin just crossed 2 days ago, my first cousin, and I always thought, oh, maybe she would be able to come on through and my mom would be able to say, oh, she met up with her, but I'm not sure if I can ask it that way.
I'm hearing
that your mom was one of the people that took her over to the other side, and that she was there, and I'm hearing that your cousin is in a very good place right now and is doing fine.
Good.
This cousin is a female?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm hearing that you were very close to her at one point, but that there was some distance. And I don't mean –
I feel like
there's an emotional – okay. But I'm hearing that she's doing just great. But I'm also – your cousin's also saying she's sorry she closed you out. Does that make sense? She's sorry she didn't tell you everything. Does that –
well, when she was dying, she died so fast within 1 month.
Okay.
She told my father she didn't. I left her a message, and she goes, "She wasn't going
to
call back.
She didn't
want
to talk to you.
Not a problem at all.
Okay.
Not a problem at all.
Okay. She just wants you to know that she didn't want you to see her like that.
Of course.
But she does want you to know that she's doing just great. You know, she's with the family. She's healthy now. She's not in any pain. And she's surprised. She never thought it would be like that. She wasn't ready, but as it got closer, she saw the beauty, and she was your mom took her actually to see what it would be like when she passed. So
that's wonderful.
She didn't need permission. She was just ready. And she just wants you to know that she's with your mom and that all is good. I don't know why she's talking. She's also talking about creativity. Make sure you keep doing your creative work. Make sure you
Thank
keep
you so much.
Thinking creatively. Does that make sense?
Thank you. It does. It certainly does. I have a brand that I created, and I am here helping my father in Florida, and it's like, oh, I have to make sure I pay attention to my brand that's overseas, and it's sort of like, I need to get overseas, but I'm helping my dad.
Okay. I do feel as though you will go.
Thank you.
And you will, you know, you will pay attention.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
It's so beautiful
so
and so kind. Thank you for your service. I'm going to call my daughter
you are
back
so welcome.
Now. Thanks, Mom. Okay. Take
right,
care, everyone.
You.
Bye
Take
now.
Care.
Bye.
Take care.
Okay. It seems like we have time for probably one more caller.
Yep. We have a lot of callers today.
I know. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. This is Mary. And I wanted to ask if you see some improvement coming in the areas of health and finances, please.
Robin, do you want to start while I shuffle?
Sure. I don't have cards, but I'll go psychic on this one.
Okay.
So, Mary, I can't really give you that much information about health. I'm not a doctor, so I'm not allowed to. But I do see things going on the upswing. I feel as though, I don't know, I'm hearing August. I'm not sure why I'm hearing August, but I feel like your health will go on the upswing, but hopefully by around that time. I don't know why I keep hearing that you need to believe and that you need to take care of yourself.
I'm trying.
But I don't mean take care of yourself health-wise. Physically, I'm hearing emotionally and spiritually, you need to take care of yourself. I need you to remember the Trinity, which is spiritual, physical, mental. And you're taking care of yourself physically, but I also need you to take care of your mind and your soul. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but just keep that in mind. Okay. And I'm going to let Robert read you whatever
Thank
he
you.
Has in his cards.
Well, the first card that came out was the heart card, doing something that you absolutely you love with your whole heart. I agree with Robin. You need to take care of the other two parts just as much as you're taking care of yourself physically, because emotionally and spiritually are just as important, sometimes as just as important as the physical part of it. There is a success, but you're going through a debate in your head, I feel like, that what should you do next?
Right.
Does that make
sense? It does.
Okay.
Yes.
So whatever choice you make is going to be the best choice for you. I can't tell you what choice that is because, A, like Robin said, we're not doctors, and B, I'm not getting a clear-cut answer for you. Because you're the only one that can make that choice. And I believe it's some kind of choice made with a healthcare professional. But I would also just recommend you meditating more and going out into nature or doing stuff that you absolutely love. This is your time to do things that you love. Like, let's say you want to play a board game or color a picture or do whatever you enjoy, because you need to take your mind off of all of what's going on for just a few minutes,
right.
Because it will still be there by the time you finish that board game, okay? But you need to just help yourself spiritually and mentally, and emotionally. I'm sorry.
All right. Sounds good.
There is love around you, success.
Are you feeling a move as well?
I don't see anything about a move or finances, but whatever you're doing is, whatever is going on in your head, you will make the correct decision. I don't see railroad cards in here, so I don't see you moving per se, but there is definitely happiness. So if moving will make you happy, then go for it.
For financial reasons, mostly, I'm thinking of that.
I see a lot of bouquets of flowers in vases, and to
yes.
me that represents good life and good a happy life. Not good life. That didn't make sense at all. A happy life, okay? And just take time to smell the roses or the flowers. And
okay.
I just keep seeing Mickey Mouse trot across my backyard. Are you a big Disney fan? Because I just feel like, you know what? Mickey Mouse shows you happiness and childhood. Like I just told the last lady, you need to do things that make you happy. Okay? And here comes Donald
right.
Duck. So just
okay.
enjoy yourself. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy movies, enjoy cartoons, whatever you decide will make you happy, you need to go do. Okay? And stop worrying, because it will be there by the time the end of the movie is. So
right. Okay.
And now I have to go watch Disney cartoons.
Right. Okay. I'd like to go to Disney World if I got the feeling better, but I don't know when that's going to happen.
You know, don't think that way. Know it's going to happen. Make the plans, okay? Because you will get to if that will make you happy, get yourself to Disney, okay? Because you need to do things that thoroughly enjoy yourself.
Right.
Okay? And don't waste time. Make those plans and see them through.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you both.
You're very welcome. You're very
welcome.
Have a
great day.
Take care of yourself.
Okay?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Robin, we have about 3 minutes left. What's on for next week?
Next week will be more of the same.
Okay.
Robert and I will do some more readings, psychic and mediumship. So for the people that could not get through to us today, please try to call in as early as you can so we could take you first. And we thank you all for coming and hope that you have had a great hour with us and that you can have a great dinner with your family.
Absolutely. And thank you. I want to say personally thank you to my two dogs and your two dogs for being quiet as always and for letting us do
yes.
what we do the best. And to all the messages that we received, thank you all for coming through. I know we helped a lot of people today. And again, happy Father's Day to everybody out there that celebrates it. But I just, on a little tangent, I'm going to say, I think fathers, mothers, and grandparents and should be celebrated every single day, not just on one specific day. That's my little rant and rave for the day. So, Robin, I will talk to you soon. And everybody, thank you for calling in and getting through. And we will see you all next week. Have a great week, everybody.
Have a great week. Talk to you soon.